Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and this one is should be a quick one about the idea of using a 529 plan or taking advantage of a new provision for a 529 plan that enables the monies in a 529 plan to be converted to a Roth if they're not used for higher education. So these are new rules. I think they go back a couple of years and they have just recently been implemented. And I think there's still some details that aren't even fully provided by the IRS yet. I think that's the case. And like many of these kinds of opportunities or options, there's still details that we don't feel comfortable answering. And if you have more specific questions, we'd always suggest that you contact the plan administrators, the custodians that are running these 529 plans. I'm going to guess that they're going to be your best source of questions if you have a more detailed or technical question. But I do want to talk about this very briefly from a high level and just some general thoughts on this. First of all, even before this provision was implemented or this benefit was offered or enacted, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it, we still think for that 529 plans would have been and still are the best place to save money if you want to save for somebody's future college or university costs here in the States. Okay. Still think that's the case or that was the case before this. But the issue for many people is, well, what if the money doesn't get used? Then what? Well, what would have happened is maybe it could have been used for somebody else, or it could have been passed along to future generations, grandchildren, or it could have just been used for other purposes. You just pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty on the growth, and then you pay income tax on the growth. Not miserable, but not necessarily desirable either, obviously. So now there's this provision, which says that I think it's up to $35,000 of unused funds in a 529 plan can be transferred to a Roth IRA. And that's fine. It's a nice development. It is limited in some ways, though. It's only going to go to whomever the beneficiary was on the account. So you can't take it back and put it in your own Roth IRA. That's an important point. Also, whomever is the benefactor here for the 529 plan, it is the case that if they're out of college now or university and they're funding their own Roth IRA on their own, well, they only get one limit, and this money could not be used towards that limit. So if they're going to be funding their own Roth IRA, they can't really use this money because they would still only have one limit to fund their Roth IRA from. So if they happen to be a good saver fresh out of college and you want to move this money to an account for them, a Roth, and they were going to do their own Roth anyway, then that might get in the way. Now, of course, you could say to them, well, look, I'm going to fund this Roth for you with this 529. You go put it in a brokerage account or you go save it in your employer-based retirement plan. So it's a nice feature and a good development for some of the funds, again, limited to $35,000, and the account has to be open for 15 years. But from our viewpoint, this isn't a massive change or a massive increase in the benefit of using the 529 plan. Still think it would have been a great choice if the primary saving was for college, but it does provide a bit of a safety valve if there is extra money and you want it to pass along to the benefactor in a different way.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.